Well, you know, Cincinnati went to Baltimore, and everybody has high expectations for the opener, and, you know, Baltimore found a way to win the ballgame. And, you know, Cincinnati, you know, I think comes off this game a little bit disappointed, and, you know, we expect them to be much improved over last week and ready for this upcoming game.
What's Chris bring you, and he didn't, am I correct in thinking he didn't work out, the other three guys did work out?
That's correct. He did not work out. This was all contingent on the physical. We felt like he's gives us the best chance to come in and learn the offense and pick up in the event that we have a problem. And you know, he was leaning, as he'll probably tell you, he was leaning very heavily towards his opportunity at Kansas City, and we were very fortunate the timing worked out, and he made the decision to come.
The decision to bring him in and not elevate Engel, maybe a sign that could be out longer.
You don't need to read into anything. I stated that Vince won't play this week because he's out with the MCL sprain. We had confidence in Engel, but we just felt like Engel was still a ways away. We need an experienced guy here to come in case we have a problem.
Chris, in a tough situation, kind of almost held hostage for a while there, and how do you handle that where he was one of a number of quarterbacks on a team that was making it clear he wasn't going to be there for long haul?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously Chris, prior to this weekend and prior to last night, was unemployed, and he was looking at his best options. And You know, I think he looked at the roster and felt like, well, if they're going to keep four quarterbacks, then, you know, and maybe even five, then what are his realistic potential chances of playing? So, you know, when we finally got in touch with him, we told him what our situation was, and he was very excited about the opportunity.
Jeff Vince came out here, and how's he doing? And
you know, he came in this morning. He's excited to get back and start treatment and get back in the building with his teammates. He interacted well with his teammates, and you know, he's going to work very hard to rehab and get back on the field as quickly as he can.
Coach, was there any misunderstanding about what was happening with him?
As far as what?
Just there are a lot of reports about his mental state.
I think we've made releases. We spoke openly about it, and we're going to move on. As I said, there was a misunderstanding. I think the organization, and we acted appropriately, obviously because we're concerned for all of our employees. So when it was resolved, it was resolved.
Would you do that for any player if they go missing for a few hours?
I'm sorry?
Would you do that for any player who can't be reached for 3 hours?
I'm not treating any player any differently. Okay, so the answer is yes, and I do that for any employee considering the information that I had, and now I'm going to talk about the upcoming game.
Kerry Collins, there are some who feel that the offense will run better with him in there. What's your response to that?
You know, Kerry's an experienced player. He's played many, many years and has success. He understands what we're doing. He's here, and he was brought here to back up a young quarterback who we drafted who is going to be the future of this franchise. And he's fully aware that when there's problems and he's called upon, he's expected to win.
Broadly speaking about backup quarterbacks, they expected to make the mental reps without getting a lot of reps around the league and be able to flip the switch when they get a call. Is that a challenge?
It is a challenge, and that's why you need the veteran that's been there before. You know, I think it's more of a challenge for a younger guy that hasn't played, taken many snaps, to come off the bench in the middle of a series or the middle of a game, or whatever the situation is, and come in and be effective. When we're looking for somebody to take up a backup role, you want somebody that's been there before, that's played in big games, that's come in and started, and that's why we felt Chris was the best solution.
Are you still of the same mindset that you were with Steve and Neal, that when Vince comes back, the job is his to reclaim?
Yeah, but he's got some work to do, obviously. He's got some, you know, put some things back in perspective, and first and foremost, he's got to get healthy.
How important is it for him to be back with his teammates around the team, and was there any thought to letting him kind of be on his own and get away from
it? We expect him to come back. I mean, you get hurt, you get treatment, and you come back and you rehab and you get back on the field as quickly as you can.
He can rehab in town?
Yes, the plan is to keep him here in rehab.
Yeah. How much kind of things are you wanting him to get back into perspective and focus?
Again, do you want to talk about Kansas City? If you don't, we'll move on.
How much of the
offense? I think I've touched enough on it.
How long?
You know, I said last night, you know, he's got an MCL sprain, and, you know, he's out this week. And the MCL strains vary, you know, depending on the player and the knee. some of them come back in a couple of weeks, and it takes longer.
Is he undergoing mental evaluation as well?
I'm just not going to speculate on how long he's going to be out.
Is it different for a quarterback dealing with MCL? Bruce had an MCL, and they would come back soon. Is it different than...
If you take into consideration, his legs are a huge part of his game, it would be different, yes.
Is he undergoing a mental evaluation as well?
I'm not going to comment on anything any further.
Coach, how much of a distraction is this going into the Cincinnati game?
The team's not distracted at all. Addressed the situation on Monday and addressed the situation today. We moved it behind. Believe it or not, what this team cares about is finding out any way to get to 2-0. That's what they care about. So, distractions are part of the National Football League. And if you let them become overwhelming, it's going to affect your play on the field and affect your success as a team. Your ability to deal with them is directly related to the success that you have. We've had our share of distractions. We as an organization can deal with them. We're putting this behind us, as Vince has and is going to, and we're getting ready for Cincinnati.
The game last year, a good extra piece of motivation for some of you guys, you think?
We're going to look, we obviously have to look at it. I mean, we gave up way too many points on defense, and we're not as productive as we would have liked to on offense. We had a number of things happen in the game that could have created different circumstances at halftime, but they did not. We've missed on some opportunities, and we've heavily scrutinized our game plan from last year. We've made the adjustments, and we've got to put them into play this week.
How much of the offense can you expect Chris Sims to learn in a few days?
It's hard for me to quantify that, but if he has to play, he'll go in under center, and we'll be able to hand it off and throw it.
Guys have a little getting used to a lefty.
There is a change. The center's got to flip the ball over because the laces come upside down. So yeah, there's a change.
Receiver wise too, is it
not
different the way the ball
comes? No, they'll continue to work with them. The ball's obviously spinning in a different direction, but no, it's brown.
Other than David Stewart having to be protect his blind side, are there any other changes protection wise that you'd have to do for a left-hander?
No.